This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. As we celebrate Illinois' bicentennial, we visit Cairo, a city that has been in the news a lot, the public housing crisis, and on the plus side, the ongoing work in bringing a new shipping port to the city. But for the couple of people that WSIU talked with recently, Cairo is, and always has been, simply home.
My name is Susie Holland. I'm with the Cairo Heritage Board. I am born and raised in this town. My grandfather, Ernest Cressman, had a grocery store on 28th and Commercial, probably one of the few places in town that delivered groceries right to your door.
Tell us some good, warm stories from growing up in Cairo.
Well, I grew up a block away from St. Mary's Park, so we were avidly there every day, in and out, all day long. We never could do any wrong because everybody knew us and knew our dogs, so as soon as we did something we shouldn't do, our mothers were called immediately. My mother was notorious for her whistle, and when I heard that whistle, I had to come a-running. Then I grew up on the river. I skied on that river and, you know, would jump in the river without a life vest on. Of course, I was immediately pulled back in to put one on. But back then, you know, we just jumped right in there.
And you have to have good optimistic feeling when you hear about all of our lawmakers coming together to put a new port here.
I'm excited. If the port goes in, it'll go in about, as the crow flies, about two blocks from my house. So I'm excited to see that, and I hope it comes true.
Any thoughts or just any observations that you would like to say to tell people who have never been to Cairo? What would you like them to know about your town?
Well, if you come to town, you got to hang a ride at 28th Street and go see the Magnolia Manor. It's beautiful and it's totally worth your tour. While you're here, stop at Shimwell's Barbecue and get you a great sliced pork barbecue. It's awesome. And we've got a lot of good points here, a lot of history. We have the eighth wonder of the world down at the point where the Ohio meets the Mississippi and the confluence of the rivers. There's a lot to see here, so just don't buzz through town. Stop and say hello.
Another Cairo resident who I talked to has lived in the town all of his life, except for several years when he went away to serve his country.
My name is Nathaniel Watts. Everybody calls me Pete. I was born and raised right here in Cairo. I still live in Cairo as of today.
Tell us a little bit about the history of Cairo and what you like about it.
When I grew up in Cairo, it was a prosperous town. It had a lot of businesses. People were friendly. We did have our issues, and some of them we did solve, but it's my hometown. I went to school here. All my friends are here, and when I leave, I like to come back. I joined the military and left Cairo in 1961, but I did come back in 1970 and made it my home, and I've been here since. We have issues, but we're trying to get things straightened out, and we've got a long way to go. I enlisted in the Air Force, and I'm a Vietnam veteran. I had 9 years in the military, and after my discharge, I did move back to Cairo. My kids were educated here, went through the school system here. My sons, they were here, and they had to leave to find jobs, so they do come back home, and we enjoy being together.
When you join the service, when you're away from your home for quite a while and you see the world, or at least see other states and other places when you come back to your home, it gives you a more appreciation, doesn't it?
Well, it does in a sense because, there's, like they say, there's no place like home. And you, when you come back, you have friends and you just have a friendship there that's built from the time you were a kid up until the time you were grown, and it never leaves. So you enjoy being around the people that you were raised with and grew up with and had fun with.
And since this is radio, people can't see the nice setting. We are setting, I'm going to guess, around 300 yards from the Ohio River behind me.
That's the Ohio River levee wall.
Right now?
We're on the corner of 8th and Ohio and Cairo, and it's straight there towards the Ohio River. It's probably about maybe 400 or 500 yards from where we are right now.
Cairo has some beautiful buildings. I've been driving along. I went to the Customs House, and I also went to Magnolia Manor. So there are a lot of beautiful things to see, I think.
Yeah, Cairo had a lot of history. We've had River Loire, which was a place that a lot of people would visit. We've got the Custom House, like you said, which gives a history of just about everything that happened around the city of Cairo. And it was a prosperous place back in the day, but just like a lot of small communities, we suffered lack of businesses and people moved on and things began to deteriorate. But, you know, you've always got to have hope that things going to get better. And I really do believe that things are going to get better. It'll take some time, but I believe it will happen.
And while he's looking ahead, Nathaniel believes strongly that the future of Cairo is closely tied to the next generation.
Cairo right now, you know, we're in the process of shipping all our young people out once they do leave high school and do go to college. But we would love for them to get their education and then come back and maybe try to be a positive influence on the people here in the city of Cairo. I know it's a bleak situation now, the way things look, and the money is not around like it could be if you went other places. But if people that were born and raised here want to see the city grow, they'll have to come back and put something back into the city to make it happen.
That was Cairo resident Nathaniel Watts, and before that you heard from lifelong resident of Cairo, Susie Holland. And be sure to stay tuned to WSIU Radio next month. We'll return to Cairo and visit with a gentleman who spent nearly 30 years making his living on the river. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.